Remember
No problem.
Those are autistic. Ruth Robert.
I'll be quiet now, Judy. Go ahead.
All right. Have we started the recording?
Yes. Right,
okay.
Ruth?
Yes, we did. Yes, ma'am. Oh.
All right. So I want to welcome everybody to this national conference call for the National Federation of the Blind Senior Division. And I think it would be appropriate to begin with a moment of silence in honor of Ruth Sager, our president, who, for those of you who may not have known, she passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we will never forget all that she's given us for this division. So if we could take a minute to think about Ruth and other members that we've lost, please do it now.
Pause recording. Resume recording.
Okay, thank you, everybody. And now we're going to move forward in life, and we want to prepare for New Orleans. You know, we've been going virtual, and I would bet that there are people on this call who've never attended a convention in person. But a lot of us have, and we have to get used to it again. We have to know how to live in person. So to help us do this, we thought that we should go to New Orleans to find out in advance what we need to know. And so we have invited Pam and Roland Allen. Pam is first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind. And for our purposes for this call, she is also president of the NFB of Louisiana. So we're going to give you the floor. And what I would ask for everyone else is to mute yourselves. Remember that if you have a question or you want to make a comment, you can mute and unmute yourself if you're using your telephone with *6. You can do Alt-A if you're using your computer. And those of you who play around with iPhones, good luck. Thank you. If someone wants to explain what it is you're supposed to do, you can.
Thank you.
All right. So, Pam, let's turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, we just have a little background music here to get you guys all ready in the spirit. This is what you'll be hearing a lot of when you come to the great city of New Orleans, and we are really excited to welcome everyone for National Convention. As Judy said, I know it has been a while since we gathered in person, and it will be so wonderful for those who can attend. There is a virtual experience, and I'm happy to answer questions about that as they come up. But I know the focus today is on our attending in person. So I just from reading down the participants list that we have definitely a lot of veterans here that have been to national conventions before, and hopefully we will also be welcoming some who are attending for the first time. And I know that one of the things that we always love about coming together for national convention is the camaraderie that we feel. And as I was reflecting upon Ruth, as we remembered her at the beginning of this meeting, and I had the honor to be one of Ruth's students when she was my teacher here at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. And I know that Ruth loved national conventions and all of you in the senior division, and how important it was for her and it is for you in the work that you're doing. And I want to thank each of you. I know that our seniors who take part in these calls and also who come together at senior meetings at our national conventions have benefited so much from the work of this division and just the connections that happen at conventions and then also ongoing throughout the year to have that support network to know that losing vision does not have to mean the end of, you know, the goals and the dreams and the hopes that someone had for their senior years. And so thank you all for the great support you are and the example and for all that you continue to teach all of us. So speaking of wonderful things and coming together, I just want to focus on National Convention. And I know most people have never been to the hotel that we'll be going to. And that will be a first experience navigating around the hotel. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some just general tips for travel. But I want to just recap for anyone who is new or has not been to an in-person convention, just a brief rundown of kind of how the week goes. So just as a review and a reminder, you know, our national convention is really incredible because it's a place where we come together as blind people and our friends and our family, our sighted friends and colleagues who are blind at heart come together and focus on the policies and the initiatives and the programs of the National Federation of the Blind, where we network with each other, where we share information, where we are in the majority. And so many times in other parts of our lives, we are maybe the only blind person or one of a small group, or maybe, you know, when we come together for chapter meetings or other events, but generally speaking, we're not in the presence of, you know, a couple thousand blind people in one area and one for a period of days, like happens at our national convention. And so that's a really exciting experience and empowering experience. And sometimes, you know, at times maybe a little bit overwhelming, especially in situations where things may be crowded or unfamiliar. And so what we really want to work on is helping people feel comfortable and taking convention at your own pace so that you can get the most out of it and enjoy it and come back for lots of other conventions in the future. So just a quick rundown of the events for the week. So our convention dates are July 5th through 10th in New Orleans at the Marriott as our main hotel. And then the Sheraton Hotel is across canal, across the street from the Marriott. And that's an overflow hotel. And it's also where the exhibit hall will be. We are going to be actually broadcasting live from the Marriott this coming Monday for our May presidential release. And we are going to be meeting Roland and I and President Riccobono and John Bergen and some other members, Dan Burke, who is in charge of our ambassador committee. We're going to be meeting with our members of the hotel staff and doing some pre-convention planning and then broadcasting the presidential release from the Marriott. And so the Marriott is a beautiful hotel. We have actually stayed there before and really outstanding staff and just a high level of customer service. And so I know it'll be a beautiful facility as is the Sheraton for our events that take place during the week of July 5th through 10th. Now, if you haven't had a chance yet to pre-register for National Convention, you can do that by going to our website. If anyone needs help, if you're not comfortable registering online or you have questions about that, you can definitely reach out to your state affiliate. I know there's lots of people in the senior division that help. We can help you with that. You can reach out to our national center. But pre-registering is a great way to save some money. You can purchase your banquet ticket and your also get pre-registered. The deadline for pre-registration is May 31st. So I just encourage everybody to do that if you haven't had a chance and get signed up. And then you will receive updates and emails, particularly as we get closer to convention, as things are posted and the agenda is ready later in June and different announcements that come out, you'll have access to those things. Also, if you are planning to attend in person, it's important to make your hotel reservations at the Marriott or at the Sheraton. And again, we want everybody to have as smooth an experience with that as possible. And so the cost for registration, for pre-registration, is $25, and banquet tickets are $70 a person, just to share that information. And we have also, if you haven't made your reservation, like I said, and you're deciding which hotel you want to stay at, you can choose the Marriott or the Sheraton. Again, the Marriott is the main hotel, and there are rooms available at both hotels. So, but they do go quickly, so make sure to get your reservations in. The schedule for the week of convention starts on July 5th and ends on the 10th. So many people will travel on the 4th of July and depart on the 11th if they're planning on staying for the whole week. And so those are some common dates. But sometimes if you can, you know, some of you may have variances to those dates. You may choose to travel on the 5th of July or a different day, but the majority of people will come the Monday, kind of travel on the two Mondays. The first 3 days of the seminar, of the convention, are full of lots of different events and activities. And unlike when we were having virtual conventions where we were even happening exclusively on Zoom, we'll have the opportunity to attend. And you can still, just like on Zoom, when we were attending virtually, you can kind of hop to different meetings. Many people also do that during the in-person convention, because sometimes there are things running at the same time. There are so many great opportunities to choose from at the national convention. That's always one of the hard parts, is to decide what to do and where to go. And so, just so you know, in person, you can certainly take part in multiple meetings. You know, the agenda is available ahead of time. It'll, like I said, it'll be posted sometime during June, and it will be available in lots of different formats. It'll be available generally on NFB Newsline and all kinds of other, on the website, in other formats that are accessible. And so I always like to kind of look through the agenda ahead of time and plan, because it's a very large, as those of you who have attended virtually or in person, it's a big document with lots of information. And I always like to make kind of a mini agenda for myself. So I pick the things that I want to be at, and I make a list of, and you can do that in whatever way you want. You could make a voice recording, you could, you know, do it in Braille, you could use an app on your phone, you could do whatever. You could do it on index cards. I mean, it's low tech, high tech, whatever helps you remember where you're supposed to be when. And I like to do that by the day, so that I make sure that I hit all of the things that I want to cover for that day. And then I'm sure that they are. So that's always really helpful to me, and I hope that's helpful to all of you. As I mentioned, the first 3 days of the convention, the 5th, 6th, and 7th, will be full of a variety of different meetings. There will be presenters discussing all types of issues, seminars on education of blind kids, seminars for teachers and parents, seminars for seniors. I know you always have awesome content. There'll be technology presenters that are there introducing their new, latest and greatest technology. The great thing about that is, you know, for many of us, we hear about or we read about technology, and we can't just, you know, that technology isn't available at our local, you know, Best Buy or wherever. So the nice thing about National Convention is that we can get our hands literally on technology, both We can hear the presenters and the developers of it talk about it. And then in the exhibit hall, we can actually look at the and, you know, test out the different types of technology and ask questions. And so I always find that really helpful because it's one of the few places that we have that opportunity. And so a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, again, many different meetings happening simultaneously. There are a couple larger meetings where many convention goers will come. One of them is the resolutions meeting, and that is on the 6th. That will be the resolutions committee is the time where we discuss policies that are up that members of our organization have submitted in the form of a resolution, and they're asking that the resolutions committee and then ultimately the convention as a whole that we pass this or not this resolution. And so the resolutions committee, many convention goers attend it. It's a chance for the resolutions committee to review and vote on, recommend for passage the resolutions that have been submitted, and for the presenters to share a little bit about the resolutions and why they think they're important. It's a great opportunity to attend if you want to learn more about issues that are, you know, current policies that are being discussed. And that's a really important meeting. And that's the first discussion of resolutions. And then later in the week on the when we come together as a whole, those two resolutions will be discussed and voted on again as part of the, by the whole membership assembled. And so that happens. Also, we have our first large meeting on July 7th is our National Board of Directors meeting. And a lot of people ask, you know, that is an open meeting. Everyone is welcome. It is, again, one of the first, you know, large gatherings where many convention goers are in attendance, and all the members of our national board will have a President Rick Bono will there'll be a wide variety of topics covered at that board meeting that takes place, you know, on Thursday morning. And it is also some different awards are presented. It's a time when our national scholarship finalists introduce themselves. And just a really full meeting. It's usually a couple, 2 to 3 hours long, closer to three. But just full of lots of different information that's really helpful to have as organizationally and just related to the convention. And that the afternoon of the board meeting on Thursday, we have division meetings again, and other, you know, the exhibit hall is also open. So those first 3 days, I always think of them as a lot of, you know, there's a lot of activity, a lot of things happening, some things happening simultaneously. So that's particularly helpful when that mini agenda comes in handy so that you can budget your time. And definitely allot some time for the exhibit hall. It is open throughout the convention, but is not open during the time when general sessions start meeting. It's only open, you know, when general sessions are not in session. So the exhibit hall is also rather large, in addition to all of the different technology vendors and blindness companies. And sometimes we also have potential employers who are coming. We have a career fair as part of the convention. And so some of the potential employers are also exhibitors. Many of our state affiliates of the NFB and divisions have tables in the exhibit hall where they're selling different fundraising items and sharing information about our training centers and other opportunities. So it's a lot of information. It can be pretty noisy at times in the exhibit hall because it's a busy place. There will be a list of exhibitors ahead of time and, you know, on site too. So if you're looking for a specific exhibitor, there'll be information about that. You'll know kind of ahead of time who's going to be there, so you can help you can again look at that and highlight the ones that you definitely want to visit. And there are volunteers in the exhibit hall to ask questions. You know, I always just ask as I go, kind of, what table is this? A lot of them have Braille or large print signs or audio signs, but I, you know, another easy way is just to say, you know, what table is this? I'm looking for blank, you know, et cetera. Do you know where that is? Because
Judy Sanders.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing to also remember in these 3 days is particularly on July 7th, Pam mentioned that there are divisions that will be meeting. Among them is the senior division.
I thought you might pop in there, Judy.
Yeah, it seems like a good time to do it. That's the one where you definitely want to be there. And then, you know, if you want to visit somebody else's, you can do it a little bit. But this is where you will want to be, to not only learn about what we are doing now, how has the pandemic affected us, what's new, what's old, what are we doing that's the same, but we also want to plan our future, and we want all of us to have a say in how we do it. So pay attention to that and look in your agenda for it so you can tell where to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Judy. And that is the divisions are, again, are such an important piece of our organization. And are really, I always, you know, on Thursday, you've been attending different events on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it's great to come together in the division meetings to plan for the future, as Judy said, and also just to connect and discuss what kinds of things you've experienced so far at convention, and maybe something cool that you saw in the exhibit hall, and just that time to come together. So those first 3 days, again, a lot of different things happening. There will be lots of things. There will be some different things happening in the evenings that are more social related, opportunities just to relax and enjoy. And so convention, you will definitely not be lacking for opportunities. the tricky part is deciding which ones in which you will partake. On Friday and Saturday and Sunday, so the 8th, 9th, and 10th, we begin to meet in general session, where all of us come together in the large ballroom at the Marriott, and we are meeting as one group. There are still some meetings that take place at different times, maybe during lunch or in the evenings or that kind of thing, but during, you know, the morning and afternoon, you know, roughly 9 to 12, 2 to 5 approximately, that could vary slightly, but we will all come together and as one large group assembled for our convention. And I always love it. One of my favorite parts of the convention is when we come together, when President Riccobono calls us to order on the opening day of general session on Friday morning, and we all, you know, give a big convention cheer. It's always really just a great, exciting feeling to be together, all of us as blind people working together for the goals of the National Federation of the Blind. And opening session is really exciting. We have special opening ceremonies that our host affiliate is planning that you won't want to miss. Celebrating our great state and all of the wonderful culture of this music and different aspects. So that'll be a fun opening ceremony. We also have a tribute to our veterans. And that's always just something everyone looks forward to celebrating and expressing our gratitude to our veterans for their service. We have our roll call of states. And I should note that in general session, our states, we sit by state, and so the states are arranged alphabetically, and at each state there is a flag with a Braille and print tag on it that says the name of the state. And generally speaking, the state president sits by that flag, or if And so if you're trying to locate a state president, I know we had some state presidents on here. If you're trying to locate a state president, that's a great way to find someone. When you find the flag, they'll be there and you'll be able to ask questions or that kind of thing. And so it's really easy. You know, it's a large ballroom. And remember, most people, you know, probably 90 something percent of the people going to this convention have never been to this hotel before either. We've had conventions in New Orleans, but it's been a long time since 1997, and it was at a different hotel. So most people have not been to the convention. So everybody will be discovering it together, exploring and getting directions. And throughout the convention, we have wonderful our ambassadors who help serve as talking signs, and you'll hear people calling out senior division this way, or exhibit hall this way, general session this way, for various meetings. So you'll have an idea of how to, you know, that you're getting closer to things. In the convention hall, when we start meeting in general session on Friday, if you're looking for, you know, Kentucky, and you ask and you find out that you're at Delaware, you know, you'll know you have a few more states to go alphabetically. If you, you know, if you get to Maine, then you'd go backtrack a few states. So it's a really easy system. It's always fun to kind of, I always have fun finding Louisiana, because, you know, you get to meet other people from other states as you're locating yours and say hello and, you know, catch up with old friends and make new ones. And so that is always really a great event. So remember, once we start on Friday, we'll be all for those next few days sitting by our states, you know, in, so that when we are, when it comes time, you'll find, you'll also on that Friday morning, we do a roll call of states where the state president says a welcome from their state, and they announce, they share with President Riccobono who will be serving on the nominating committee, who's their voting delegate is, and their alternate delegate, and they'll be giving information about their state convention if they have it scheduled yet, and some, you know, sharing other information that's pertinent, maybe welcoming special members of their delegation. They may announce legislation that was passed in the state or different announcements. So the roll call of states is always a really high energy way to get our Friday morning after all the great opening ceremonies and veterans tributes. And it's also, you'll hear a lot of state pride, lots of cheering, and, you know, there's always a lot of fun and just kind of when your state is called, cheering for your state, and you know, just a lot of energy and enthusiasm in the room that happens. And so that is during our those general sessions. Again, there's generally a 2-hour block for lunch, usually 12 to 2, so that you have time to, you know, make sure that you're taking care, you know, eating, that you're staying hydrated. Some people, you know, go back to their room and just have a little breather during lunch, whatever it is that's going to help you stay refreshed and focused during the convention. It's really important to take care of yourself and to pace yourself, because it is a very busy week full of opportunities. So it's really important to stay hydrated and get enough sleep and, you know, just take care of you so that you can enjoy and get the most out of the convention. We also, that day, we have later in the day, our presidential report, when President Riccobono will deliver a report. And that is always something to which we all look forward to, a summary of the activities for the year past. And also discussions of what's happening in the future in the National Federation of the Blind, you know, all of the different programs and the things that are happening. So the presidential report is really just always such an informative and uplifting presentation. Throughout the general session days, there will be a variety of things happening. There'll be speakers, blind people sharing their stories about how the NFB has impacted them. We've had some awesome senior speakers on our agenda over the years. Blind people who are working in different jobs, you know, all kinds of just stories of blind people living the lives that they want and how the NFB is impacting them. There will also be speakers. There may be members of Congress who present and address our convention. We may have technology developers, other figures in the blindness field. So that it's a wide mixture of presenters. There's something for everybody on the agenda. And so that will be scattered throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We also have business to conduct at our national convention. In addition to all the information, it's also where we conduct our business. So we'll have elections for our board of directors. And this year, our officers are all up for election, and as well as 6 members of our board of directors. They're 2-year terms that we serve. And so elections will take place. And we will also discuss and vote on the resolutions that I mentioned from earlier. We also have, affiliates will also go over our financial report and just have an update for the membership on our financial situation. And so in addition to, the speakers who are presenting, we also conduct business at our national convention. In order to vote, you do have to be a member of the organization. And so those 3 days, again, are very full with lots of really great and inspiring and empowering information in the general sessions. I always love general session days because we're kind of all in one place finally. So I'm always ready by that time in the week to be together as one large group, because we've had just such a busy first 3 days, hopping around to lots of different meetings. In the evenings on Friday and Saturday, there'll be again events. We're finalizing some details of what's going to happen. So you'll stay tuned for that. There's often other things like the Performing Arts Division has hosted a talent show in the past and all kinds of different things. There'll still be some meetings in the evenings too, but it kind of a mixture of informative and then social events. And throughout our general session, someone mentioned door prizes earlier. I know one of everybody's favorite things is door prizes. So during our general sessions, and some divisions have door prizes, but during general sessions, all of our affiliates donate door prizes and they are awarded during the general session meetings. And you have to be present to win, registered and present. And so there are lots of great door prizes. They could be cash, they could be items, gift cards. There's always an extra fun and large door prize at the banquet, which is on Sunday night this year. And so door prizes are a great way to just add a little fun and a nice surprise if you win to your convention experience. And on Sunday evening is the highlight of that. We always look forward to the banquet. It is where our final event of our convention to reflect upon and also to celebrate and to plan for the work that we all have yet to do. And so at our banquet that happens on Sunday evening, we will, our scholarship winners will be announced and introduced. This year, our scholarship program, all of the scholarship winners are receiving the same amount of money, but one of them will have the opportunity to speak at the banquet. So you'll hear that. We'll also have some other special awards and announcements. And the highlight of our banquet is President Riccobono's banquet speech. And that is always a mixture of personal reflection And also a call to action, a charge for all of us as members of this great organization to be reminded of the part, the critical role that we each play in making our work possible. And so we always look forward to President Riccobono's words and to his speech that will be happening that evening. And so that is just a little bit of a recap kind of of what happens during the convention week of rundown. Does anybody have questions or comments about what we covered and thus far?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Judy.
Who wants the floor first?
Elizabeth Ann Johnson, is your hand raised?
Hello, everyone. I just want to thank Pam for that wonderful introduction. You got me over here all excited, Pam.
Yay, I'm so
like, why can't the convention be like next week?
Thank you.
This is not my first convention, but my first time going to New Orleans, and I'm so psyched. I cannot wait. And I think you have Shirley Doris on here, if I'm not mistaken, from also Massachusetts. I encouraged her to come. It will be her first time a national convention, and she's also a new member of our Cambridge chapter affiliate in Massachusetts. And she, too, is psyched. And I just want to say you just did a good job. I hope she got a lot out of what you were saying, because I sure did. And like you said, my biggest thing is the general sessions when we do roll calls. I really like that. But I like everything about the convention, the socialization, meeting people, and just getting to, you know, learn a lot about the different information, the important information that President Riccobono shares with everybody. It's just a good time all around. And again, thank you for your intro. I cannot wait.
Awesome.
Wait.
We can't wait to have you to welcome you. And I thank you so much, and welcome also, Shirley. I'm so glad you're a new member. That's awesome. I want to mention that was a perfect transition, because I want to also highlight something for us, particularly those who are your first convention. We have a special event called the Rookie Roundup that it happens at the very beginning of the convention. And it is the first evening of the convention, and it will be a chance just to come together. We have a lot of veterans who attend too that are welcome people, but just a time to go over logistics and answer questions and kind of have a little recap and help first-time attendees feel welcome. So be looking for the Rookie Roundup in your agenda. And also, I want to mention the presidential suite. That is something I know some of you who attended the virtual conventions took part in. But in person, President Riccobono and our First Lady Melissa, who is an outstanding leader and role model and just an incredible person that I know you'll love to meet, they have a suite that is open at certain times, not all the time, but the hours of it will be posted in the agenda, and you can have a chance to go say hello to President Riccobono. He's not always there, but you can make an appointment. You also, a lot of other leaders in the organization are there. We also, our affiliate, our host affiliate in Louisiana, will have a welcome suite where people can come. We'll have an information desk in the lobby. And so there'll be lots of places where you can go to get your questions answered and to have information, and the details and the hours of that will all be posted in the agenda. But I wanted to also mention that too.
So Pam, the Rookie Roundup is July 5th?
Correct.
Okay.
Very good. And Shirley Doris has her hand raised. Shirley, if you please unmute.
Yay, Shirley.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth Ann. Thank you all so much for welcoming me. I want to give a big shout out to Elizabeth Ann. She really encouraged me a lot to join our state affiliate Cambridge chapter of the NFB. I'm so excited that I joined, and I'm so looking forward to this convention and meeting all of you and all a bunch of new people, making new friends, and just being part of this wonderful, exciting experience. I can't wait. It sounds amazing.
And well, you and Elizabeth surely have demonstrated a perfect, you two couldn't be a better example of what the NFB is all about. It's that mentoring relationship. So I really appreciate you both being so, Shirley, you being so open, and Elizabeth, you being so welcoming and encouraging. That's what we're all about. And that's in the senior division and the NFB as a whole. And you two are a great example of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Judy. I want to add to that and challenge everyone else on this call. If you are new, make sure you come. But find a friend that you will know that you can sort of lean on to get advice. And what do you do in the hotel? I remember my very first convention, I decided that I was always going to go with somebody from my affiliate. And I was hoping that they would remember that I wanted to go with them, please. and they did. They took very good care of me in that first convention. And the other challenge I would give everybody is, if you are an old hand at this, make sure you find someone who maybe wasn't here today and get them to the convention, and also bring them to the senior division meeting. And let's take a few minutes just to introduce first timers. And if you helped find somebody, we want you to come forward and introduce them at the meeting.
That's a great, I love that, Judy. And that is, you'll hear that story time and time again. And next year, surely it'll be you that's inviting someone to their first convention. And that's the awesome thing about it. Now, attending conventions, I know that a lot of us, I know I was, you know, when I remember going to my first convention, and even, you know, let's be honest, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of us were inside, right? We weren't out. We couldn't be out for our health and our well-being. So our travels were limited. We might rather, even if we've been to a convention before, we might be a little nervous about traveling. Just, you know, what are some tips about navigating at the hotel? So I'm going to, I'm going to pass it over to Roland now just to share some ideas and thoughts. And if you have particular questions for either of us, we are happy to be there. So I'll turn it over to Roland, who is from New Orleans originally. So he's extra, extra proud that the convention is in his home city.
We are really looking forward to welcoming you guys to the most awesome city on the planet. Of course, you know, it's my hometown, just as Pam said, so I'm very excited. So we're also very excited to be back together with our National Federation of the Blind family. It's been a couple of years since we've been together, all together. So this is going to be a really, really awesome convention. You know, I think back to my first convention, and I saw a lot of people there who were giving to people who didn't know the rope, so to speak, who were helping people out with a lot of different things. For example, it was my first convention, as I said, and I was a rookie to travel. I wasn't good at it yet. And I had a little trouble by one of the elevators. And there was a guy, I don't even know his name. All I know is he helped me so much. I kept missing the elevator because I had a few other people who were at the convention who were faster at getting on the elevator than I was. It was really crowded. This guy taught me some techniques for getting on the elevator. And I appreciated that so much. But that was just one way that I was given to. And so because I was given in so many other ways, I know how important it is for me to give back. and make this experience as you know, as positive as we possibly can. I know that people are probably nervous. Some people are probably nervous about travel in this big hotel. You know, some of you've been to convention before, some have not. So those of you who have been, you know how stressful it can be, especially if when you're just starting. But I want you guys to know that there will be a lot of people there who are wanting to give back. Not only that, we're going to have so many people from our Louisiana affiliate and people who've been who are ambassadors, who'll be marshaling, who'll be just more than happy to give information. But as far as the hotel goes, yes, it's a big hotel, but I want to tell you guys, the layout is, it's really not complicated at all. So when you walk in, there is one big room that's in the shape of a square. Along the perimeter, there is a Starbucks, there is a bar / restaurant. It's more restaurant than bar. It's a massive space for people to eat. It's all in the center of this big open space. In that area, it's carpeted, and around the perimeter, it's all tiled. There's also just another restaurant in there. So everything is in that one big room in the Marriott. The staff there, excellent, very professional. There is a really awesome security team there. So anybody who's worried about, you know, big hotel, big city, not being safe, you know, obviously people should be aware, but no more than at any other city. I'm here to tell you, it's a really, really awesome hotel. And as far as the hotel itself goes, there are two banks of elevators. When you walk into the hotel, to your right, if you're walking through the front entrance, which is Canal Street, there are two entrances into the hotel. One is the main entrance on Canal Street. Another one is in the parking garage. If you come in from Canal Street, to your right, there's one tower. We call that the Riverside. And to your left is the French Quarter side. And we're not talking about a massive space. Very short walk to get to each tower. And in the middle of those two towers, to your right, if you turn towards the river tower, is the hotel front desk. And there's also straight in front of you, the bellman's desk. So the hotel lobby is really laid out extremely well. The elevators has a system that we have used many times before. The system is set up so that you don't have to operate the elevator once you get inside of it. You press the buttons on the outside of the elevator. So for example, it's a keypad set up like a telephone keypad, with the only exception being there is a large button on the bottom of those numbers. That large button is there for us. You press that button and it makes the elevator bank accessible. So it talks only if you press that button. So you press that button, and if you're on the 12th floor, you press 12 and the elevator will tell you which elevator to go to. And you have six choices, A, B, C, D, E, and F. And when your elevator gets there, actually before it gets there, there's a voice that will, an automated voice that will speak and say, take car A, take car A. And so that's letting you know where your car is, where your elevator is. Now, once again, when you get on the elevator, you don't have to worry about pressing any buttons at all because the elevator is already set to go to your floor. And because you've pressed the button, when it gets to your floor, it will say out loud the number that your floor that you're on. It won't call out any floors that wasn't pressed in using that the big button, the accessible button. Now, when you get up to your floor, the layout of the hotel, where the rooms are, It is as simple can be. It's a straight shot. So you get, let's say you walk out of the elevator bank, you turn right. When you get to the wall, you go. Your choices are to go left or right, and there are going to be rooms on your left, rooms on your right. It's just that simple. So the layout is really, really very simple. So now there, where our exhibit hall is, it's across the street. It's across Canal Street, which is the street that separates the street where the hotel is on. It separates the two hotels, but the Sheraton is, I kid you not, directly across the street from our from the main hotel, from the Marriott. If you go out the hotel to your right and to your left, it's controlled with a light system, and it's a boulevard. And once you cross the street, it really is just a few steps away from the intersection. So, and we'll have people around there helping people and kind of giving you guidance and just kind of helping people who need help. So don't worry about that. We here in the National Federation of the Blind, as I said, we believe in giving and helping our family. So we are here for everybody. So it really is going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome convention. Now, the hotel itself has lots of food options. Lots of food options, but there are also a lot of options that are around the hotel. So if you want food that is not in the hotel, it's a very, very, very short walk. I kid you not. In any direction you go, you can find good food. It really, really doesn't matter. There's a drugstore nearby. There's gift shops. There's all kinds of things really, really close to the hotel. And also obviously if the more you walk away from the hotel, you will still find multiple options. And there's also really good Uber, really good Lyft, very reliable. There's also Uber Eats. So there's lots of options. There's DoorDash. So there's, everything you could possibly need. And we'll also have an information desk in the hotel if you need information that, you just can't seem to figure out. We'll always have people, obviously there'll be hours where there won't be somebody at the desk, but during a big portion of the day, we will have someone or a group of people, a team at the information desk to give information if people need information or if people need help with anything.
Roland, this is Judy. I have a very important question.
Go for it, Judy.
Where are the nearest beignets?
Oh, that's a very good question. I'm so glad you asked it because now there are a lot of places to get beignets. Café du Monde, which is the original place to get beignets, they have probably 4 locations in the city, but the one that is closest to our hotel will be approximately 5 blocks from the hotel. And so it's Café du Monde. And there are also a lot of other places where you can get beignets, and they're all really, really good. But if you want the traditional beignet, Café du Monde. Oh, absolutely.
Which, in case you don't know what a beignet is, it's a delicious... Mm. Delicious goodness. It is like a square pillowy donut covered in powdered sugar. So if you're wearing navy or black, delicious. Be prepared to That's be right. wearing the powdered sugar.
And the best cafe au lait on the planet. You have to have cafe au lait and beignets. That's a tradition. Now, by the way, at Café du Monde, they only sell one food item, and that's beignets. That's what they do. They do it 364 days out of a year, except for Christmas. And it's awesome.
It sounds good. Now I'm hungry.
It's open in the evenings too.
That's right.
Yeah. Ms. Ruth here, your Zoom host, Elizabeth Ann Johnson, has her hand raised if she may ask a question.
Yes, Ms. Elizabeth.
Thank you. Please unmute Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, She's unmuted now.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I would like to know, where is the best place to get their seafood?
Oh, my goodness.
New Orleans style, dirty rice, seafood.
So I will tell you. So right, the first place jumps out to me is a place called Felix. That's at the corner of Bourbon and Iberville, about three blocks from the hotel.
Okay. That's
one location. There's another place on Bourbon Street. It's called Desire. Fantastic food. But really,
I missed the name of that. Sorry.
No, Desire.
I'm not. Can you spell it out?
Desire.
Like D-E-S-I-R-E. Desire.
Desire.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
So, but the first place, Felix, that is that place has so many wonderful options. The seating is phenomenal. They can take a lot of people at once, and it's really good. It's really good, and it's moderately priced. Desire might be a little bit more expensive, a little bit more, but it's still, the food is really good. But you really can't go wrong. There's so many restaurants that are just,
thank you.
Just can't go wrong. Sure.
And you will, just for your point of reference in New Orleans, we're on the edge of the French Quarter. Canal is kind of one of the borders. The Mississippi River is a border. You think of it as like a big rectangle. And the river is bordering one side. Canal is on the one end. We're on the Marriott is very close to Canal and Charters. So if you are looking at, and it's like a couple blocks from Bourbon Street. So if you're like doing any exploring of locations and that kind of thing, just know we're within, like Roland said, within short distances, whether you're walking or using an alternative transportation, to tons of restaurants, because we're right in the French Quarter. There is also a streetcar that runs down Canal Boulevard, so you'll hear that sometimes when you're there's something in New Orleans, they call it the neutral ground, or a median is like what the name for it's called.
Neutral ground, yeah.
Yeah, in New Orleans it's called the neutral ground. But it's in, when you're crossing Canal to go to the exhibit hall, like Roland said, it's a boulevard, so there's a couple lanes, then you'll get to the neutral ground. You'll cross it, cross over the streetcar track, and then you'll cross the second part of the boulevard. And so you'll hear the streetcars, you'll hear they're kind of noisy, and you'll hear like there's a bell that they ring.
There's also
that,
ringing a bell, yeah.
Yeah. So you'll definitely hear them when you're coming and going and outside the hotel. Sometimes there are, you might hear carriages, carriage rides around the city. There are lots of great tours
there's also
available.
Really good. There's a riverboat. So, you know, if you have some extra time, there's two really good riverboat rides.
Lots of info. If you're coming in early or staying late, there is a very, you may have heard President Cabono say on the last presidential release, but there's a huge music festival called the Essence Festival that ends right as our convention is starting. So rooms are hard to get in, you know, the days before our convention, but some people are staying for an extra day or two, which we encourage because there's so much to do. And you know, there may be some rooms available with the convention rate. The other thing, and Roland mentioned the River Tower, and the French and the Quarter Tower. It's easy to tell, like which tower you're in or which tower someone's room is in, because if the rooms are one through, like say it's 601 to 640 room, those would be on the river side of the River Tower. And then if your room is say like 641 or higher, it's the Quarter side.
And this is Judy. I have a quick question about elevators. If I am on one floor, I went to my room, but I want to go to somebody else's floor. Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
So the same system that is in the lobby, it's on each floor. So You press the big button to make it talk. You dial, you type in, if they're on the 20th floor, you type in 20.
Okay.
And it'll say take car, and it'll tell you which car to go to. It'll ding and you walk over to where you hear it dinging. It'll ding and it'll be a big flashing light, you know, so you can't see it, I guess.
And it also, you will, if you remember, sometimes when people first get in the elevators, they go, oh my gosh, because there's no buttons.
Yeah.
You know, there's an alarm button, an emergency button, but there's a door open, door closed, but there are no. So if for some reason you should hop in, you step into the wrong elevator, you can just get off.
I plan
at any floor and then, you know, re-enter your button. So it's no need to, you know, I know that
to panic
or get nervous, because it's easy to do, you know, sometimes you're talking and you get distracted or whatever. So that's something we always encourage people, you know, some people love the crowds and the, you know, hustle bustle, other people, not their thing. So if you prefer, you know, we always encourage people, let's say the general session starts at 9, you know, don't wait until 8:45, you know, to start heading down. If you just would prefer to take your time and just, you know, leave a half an hour, 45 minutes, you know, early, so that you have, you're not, you know, that if that helps you, those kinds of little tips can be really helpful to minimize your stress level. And remember, everybody is exploring the hotel together. So if you bypass, you know, if you go a little too far down the hallway to pass the meeting room, it's no big deal. You know, you just stop, collect yourself, and retrace your steps. There's lots of people, lots of convention goers, lots of people from volunteers from our affiliate and our ambassador committee that'll be around to get from. We will all, I can guarantee you, we will all be lost at some point during the week. I mean, but, you know, I use the word lost in a relative sense, because we're not really lost. We know we're in the hotel. We know we're at the convention. We just haven't found the thing we're looking for yet. And so I think just understand, being patient with yourself, giving yourself time, and also making sure that, again, it's really important to take time to make sure you're eating, you're drinking, lots of water. It's always, you know, drier, and it is humid in New Orleans in July, but in the hotel, you know, we're we want to make sure that we maintain our energy through the week as well. So it's important to give yourself that space.
Very good. And Shirley Doris has her hand raised.
Before you call on anyone, we have gone over time. I don't know whether people need to stop, but maybe we'll take two more calls, and then keep in mind, this will be an adventure.
That's right. That's right. Well put.
Awesome. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Very good. And Shirley, your question?
My question is there a shuttle from the airport to the hotel and back, or do we have to be on our own for that transportation from the airport to the hotel and then hotel back to the airport?
That's a great question. There is like super shuttle. You can, there isn't a specific convention shuttle, if you will.
There's no hotel.
The hotel does not have a shuttle. But you can check with super shuttle, and there are also ride sharing services or taxis. You know, it's roughly, I want to say probably $30 or so, 30-ish, give or take. So depending on if you're traveling in a group or, you know, sometimes if there's like 8 or 10 or a bunch of people together, you can split it, or there's cheaper ways, but the hotel does not offer a shuttle.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Last question, who wants it?
No hands are raised.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Chris. Hi, Pam and Roland. This is Chris from Buffalo.
Yeah, hey. Great to talk to you again. Good to see you.
Hi. I was in New Orleans in December with 11 of my family members. The first time I had ever been in New Orleans.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So we went to the Jazz Fritzel Club on Bourbon Street and Maison Bourbon.
Do you have a question, Chris?
Yeah, what are some for music other than those two? And I meant I went to a few others. What other would you recommend for jazz or music?
Frenchman Street. Go to Frenchman Street.
Yeah, okay.
There are multiple clubs on
a lot of local musicians.
We like one, it's called Snug Harbor. And there's a woman there. Her name is Charmaine Neville. She's tremendous. She's one of a niece of the Neville brothers, Aaron Neville, Neville brothers.
Okay.
She puts on a wonderful show. So there's a lot of music on Frenchman Street. Yes.
Tippettinas, you might check the.
Just start walking. Awesome. Walk. Just walk in any direction.
We went to three muses on Frenchman Street. That was, that was very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Roland. This has been terrific. We could have gone.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. We are here at your service for anything you need, so feel free to reach out to us.
Anytime. If you have any other questions, please let us know. We're more than happy to help out. We want this to be great experience for everyone.
Thank you all. This has been great.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you all in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go New Orleans.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.
Hi, everybody.
Bye.